to you by First Baptist Church and also by Tall Grass Motors. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Dory and Jerry this morning. Dory Potter, thanks for coming in this morning, first of all.
Hey, nice to see you again. Can you believe it's the end of July?
I know it. I mean,
before we know it, Charlie, we'll be here with Christmas.
every time you're in here, I can say, what holiday or what event are we talking about this time? And actually, the sales crew probably is out talking with businesses
about Christmas. They're thinking football and Christmas right now. There's a lot of fall things. But we are still talking summer.
Okay.
Today, this is our annual auction that we have. The radio stations put on an auction every year, the last Saturday of July, and that happens to be tomorrow. So we are ready, Charlie.
Okay. Then it means the merchandise is already.
That means I've shopped, Charlie, for the last couple weeks. It's been a really tough job, but I've shopped.
It's the hardest job you do all year.
I'm well qualified, and it's been a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of great merchants, a lot of our advertisers that have participated in it, and it has been fun. But we have all our tags ready. We'll be moving out to the fairgrounds in Dewey this afternoon, and ready to start tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
And that means that the buyers can come out at 9 or so and have a little bit of breakfast with us and look around.
Exactly. We do have the Rolling Pin as our concessions again this year. And if you know Rolling Pin, they have delicious homemade cinnamon rolls and fresh breads and all kinds of things. So they'll start out with those first thing in the morning, and then they'll transition with their fresh breads into lunch sandwiches and things too. So there's no reason to think, okay, I can't have breakfast and lunch, and just join us for the fun auction. But we'll be there early tomorrow morning, you know, again having things tagged and ready and set. So come on out early and look things over. You'll have a chance to look at all the merchandise. It's new merchandise except for a couple things. I did have, you know, a couple antique type stores this year, and so I've got, I think I saw you looking at that vintage rocking horse, Charlie.
I was mentioning that to Kevin this morning, and he kind of gave me a strange look, and I said, no, you know, Palmer's not quite ready for it yet, but give her a few months.
So I have a few vintage things like that, but mostly it's all brand new merchandise and gift certificates. And you know, we encourage people to come. We've purchased these from our advertisers, and so we'll have it there. We'll have everything tagged, and you can see where it's from. And you know, if it's something that has a warranty to it, you know, those merchants will honor that type of thing too, because it's been purchased brand new from them. And but the nice thing about it's an auction is you set the price that you want to pay. However, we won't let you overpay. When it gets to 80% of the retail price, we stop it, because we want to guarantee you're going to save at least 20% of the retail price on that item. So it's like an auction, but not quite like an auction. It's even better.
So I'm going to use an example, and we have all kinds of gift certificates from area restaurants, and know about.
Yeah, we've got Dinks and Sterling's and Painted Horse, and yeah, it goes on.
If it's a $20 gift certificate, you know you're going to save $4 on that meal right away.
Exactly. You know that you know, it's $16 is the most you can pay. And a lot of the gift certificates go for less. We even have ASAP certificates. The gas stations, the ConocoPhillips gas stations, or Phillips 66 gas stations is what I should say.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you're going to be buying gas anyway. You might as well save some money on your gas certificates as well. So, no, and of course, we've got a lot of the Branson certificates. I'll let Jerry talk about those in a minute. But as far as shopping items that we've been out to, you know, I'm really good at the little boutique type stores and jewelry stores and all, but you know, I've been out there to
some of the
ranch stores and things too, and they help me along the way. We've got some neat things. Let me highlight a couple, Charlie. We've got a lawnmower that is phenomenal. It's a, you know, 360-degree turn Kubota lawnmower.
42-inch.
Yeah, it's a fabulous lawnmower.
Well, one of the guys from Kubota was in yesterday. We were looking at some pictures.
Yeah, it is. It is a wonderful lawnmower. So somebody's going to go home with a real treat with that. We've got the Edna mattress again, the king-size Edna from Edna Mattress Factory that people really like. The hay conserver from GoBob Pipe and Steel, you know, that type of thing. We've got some gates from Caney Agra Service, the gates for like for fence gates, you know, that type of gate. So big things like that. Gosh, I'm trying to think some of the
from Michael's.
Yeah, another big thing is the recliner that we've got out there. So there's just a lot of really interesting big things. And then you've got the little diamond jewelry, diamond earrings, and we've got the Pandora bracelet, you know, that type of thing. One new store that I went to this year that was a whole lot of fun, I was just telling you about it a minute ago, was at the ITIO mall downtown. It's called Native Uniques.
What's that
about? She makes her own jewelry. I mean, she has clothes and all in there too, but she makes Indian jewelry. And I happen to have one on, so all you on the radio, look at this. Isn't it fun? You know, I go and I shop for the auction. You know, I need one of those myself too, and I probably won't have time in the auction to get it. So anyway, but she makes her own jewelry, and it's just phenomenal. So you'll see a lot of neat things. But the whole point, come a little bit early because you can browse the items, and everything is tagged, and it's tagged with where it's from. It's tagged with the retail price. It's tagged with the 80% price. So you can see, you know, and kind of plan. When you do come, you'll want to get a number. You'll come see Tim and I at the registration desk, and you'll get a number. Numbers are free. Doesn't cost anything to get a number. And that number also makes you eligible for door prizes. We'll have door prizes along the way, and so we'll be drawing those by number. So here's a hint. If you come as a couple, both register, even if you only want to use one number, you know.
Two chances for a door prize.
Exactly, two chances to win things. So, but that's what we'll be using the numbers. You know, some people say, I've never been to an auction. It's kind of scary. What do I do? Well, you just sit there. And when you want something, if you just raise your hand a little bit, they'll see it. And you've now put a bid in at that price.
And by the way, this is not the outrageous that if you scratched your ear, that, you know, it's a bit.
No.
We're not going to be that subtle.
No.
We've been doing it a long time.
Pam Elvington is our main auctioneer. It's Auctions by Mary who does it for us, and they've done it for us a long time. They've done many auctions. People know them around this area. They're phenomenal. You know, and some people say, well, maybe I won't understand them because they talk fast, just like you do, Dory. And I was like, you know what? They're easier to understand than I am sometimes because, again, that's what they do. And they want you to understand what they're saying and know the prices. So, it's just a lot of fun. Come on out. We have a great time. And we just encourage you to come early, see the items, and then plan on staying a while because it's a great time.
I will guarantee that there's something for everybody that wants to come out and just spend anything from an hour to the whole time of the auction out there. Typically, you know, 3 hours or so, and they get
pretty much through it. You know, some people say, I don't even know where the fairgrounds is located. Well, we can tell you it's really easy. Go north on Highway 75 from Bartlesville. When you get to Dewey, there'll be a stoplight where the school is. And so the stoplight where the school is, you'll turn west and go one block. That's the fairgrounds. And so we're in the big building there that you'll see. It's kind of a funny shaped building, but that's us. So we'll be in there. It's air conditioned, so you'll be comfortable and just enjoy it with us.
Sounds like a great deal, and everybody will be getting a great deal at the auction because whatever you buy, like you said, we know you're not going to pay more than the 80% price, whatever that is. And a lot of it, I've seen it go for 40% or less.
Exactly. And Jerry's done a good job of putting a lot of pictures on our website too, and there's also a list of items on the website. So if you go to bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the little ad there that says auction, and it'll click you through to where you can go to, and you can see a lot of the items. You can see a list of the items, where they're from, and the retail price on them, and things like that. So you can kind of look ahead if you want and plan ahead for it.
Claire got some space in the closets. If you need to do a little bit of Christmas shopping, you can go ahead and start now.
This is a great way to do it. Jerry's been working with a lot of gift certificates, so she might tell us about some of those.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll move the microphone around for Jerry. We'll continue our community connection coming up in just a bit.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
8:44 on a Friday morning, and a community connection being brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. Talking with Jerry Melton this morning. And Jerry, tell me about all those gift certificates you've been working so hard to get for us.
Oh, wow, Charlie. We have so many gift certificates. Amity and I were going through putting slips on them yesterday, and there is a box full. cool. One of the things we've got a lot of calls for are the Branson tickets. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few still left over, and we've got the Amazing Pets and Comedy Jamboree, Grand Jubilee, all at the Grand Country Music Hall. It's a fun place. They've got gospel, country music. They've got the kids stuff out there.
Irrelevant to the show, but they got a great breakfast buffet, too.
That's right. And usually if you keep your ticket, you can get a discount on it. Yeah. So keep them. And also a new one that we have on, I was telling you about, the Bald Knobbers. Mm-hmm. They're on this year, and we're really excited.
Branson's oldest show.
Yeah. They've moved theaters, and they've kind of got a new show kind of thing going on. But it's just as great as always.
Okay, sounds like a great deal.
And the Dixie Stampede, can't forget about them. Yeah. They've got some wonderful shows out there, and they're going to be on again this year with us. We've got the Jim Stafford Theater on with us. They've got a rock and roll show. They've got a magic show. They've got Billy Dean out there. So they've got quite a few things there as well, and we're excited to have them. And Andy Williams, Moon River Theater. Mm-hmm. They've got the Illusionist back out there and that wonderful Christmas
spectacle.
Oh,
he does a great show.
He made a helicopter disappear, and my little girl still talks about it. It's like 5 months later, and she's like, remember when that helicopter disappeared? So he's got some wonderful things, and I didn't give anything away because it's really obvious when you see a big yellow helicopter, he's going to do something with it. So. Yeah. And the Christmas Spectacular they have there. That's wonderful. It's a big event that everybody wants, and we've got some wonderful tickets to that as well. Like Dory said, there's quite a few things that's from around here as well, such as Dink's and Sterling's and Midway Cafe, the Painted Horse, the Copper Bar. They've got some out there. The Rolling Pin, who's actually going to be out there with us tomorrow. They also have gift certificates. So
have some cinnamon rolls for breakfast and then buy a gift certificate and buy some more cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, and they've got their lunch. They'll have a lunch out there as well. And so if you're like, oh, man, I really like that at the auction, well, get you some gift certificates and go try it out at lunch one day. They've got some wonderful specials that are out there during the day, too. They always have fresh breads and soups and stuff like that. So make sure you get one of their gift certificates.
We also have Egbert's and Hilltornian. Okay. Those are some more that we've got, too. They're eating places. Trying to think other gift certificates. Even gift certificates for things like sod or from the Enterprise Sod Store. Mm-hmm. We've got Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses, some more gift certificates from there. If you like to golf, Adams Golf Course,
there
we've got gift certificates. We've got cleaning certificates from Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Fusion Massage certificates. Gail's Hairstyling, the pedicures, manicures, that type of thing.
If you're up in Kansas, Caney Golf also has some gift certificates on this year as well.
That's right.
Short drive.
Yeah.
Think feed. Midwest, Mid-America Feed and Farm, feed certificates. Another big item that's kind of a really neat thing this year, too. If you're into it and doing your painting, we have a really nice paint sprayer from Spectrum Paint, too, that people might enjoy having that opportunity to bid and save some money on that.
Kevin just came in yesterday and told us that Peter's also is going to have a wonderful grill out there.
We do. We actually have two grills.
That's
we
right.
have the larger grill, gas grill from Peter's, and then we have kind of a tailgating type grill that we got over in Nawata at Nawata Ranch Supply. And so there's two. They're both gas, but they're kind of a whole different concept.
It'd be great for football season. And speaking of football season, Moxie's on 2nd Street, they've got a lot of different Bartlesville apparel and things down there too, as well as Dewey. But they also have some other great items in there as well, so definitely
home decor type items too down at Moxie's. That's a whole lot of fun. One popular one that we have again this year is National Steak and Poultry. So if you like the beef, we've got the beef. Where's the beef? We've got it.
Clear out
you.
Some space in the freezer and get ready for it.
A new one this year is Bug Bustin Pest Control. So Bug Bustin will come and do some spraying for you. So we've got gift certificates for that for residential use. So that's a new thing.
And also for Watts, they always have great different things that they have for kitchen stuff. And they also have a Vena Hood, a custom Vena Hood that they're going to be doing. And so that's fun. It's kind of a newer item that we have, and we're excited to have it on.
If you're in the works to redo your kitchen, or maybe you are building a whole new house, this would be opportunity to get something at a really great price. Another thing, if you're interested for your home, from Hughes Lumber, one of the attic ladders, you know, that helps you get up into your attic, that folds on up. We've got one of those too, as well as an air conditioner and some other household items like that too. So.
And Sooner Carpet has these two huge rugs down there, and they're gorgeous. We really like those. And if you have an animal, Precision Spinal and, I'm going to butcher the last name, City.
Why both of you.
So, yes, that one.
Chiropractic.
Yes, Animal Chiropractic. It's wonderful out there, as well as if you're human and you want to do it, Russell Chiropractor also is on.
Well, I thought you were talking about pets. You were going to mention Paws Resort.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got gift certificates. If you've got a little dog and you're going on a vacation and you don't really want to take your dog with you, I mean, Paws Resort is the place for your animal. You can even go on your phone and you can watch with a camera what your dog is doing there, or I guess it could be cat too, but what your animal is doing there while you're on vacation, and you can even push a little button and feed it a treat and talk to it too, or
wow,
something like that. Yeah, so Paws Resort here in Bartlesville.
And Pawhuska, you know, it's a booming town right now. It's got a lot of little shops and things over there, mm-hmm, and Dory got to shop in a lot of them.
I did, yeah, fun boutiques and fun shops and all too, so you'll see quite a few neat cutesy items. I had fun.
Say no more.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of some of the other, you know, the typical ones we've had the last few years that were really popular. Frank Phillips Home.
Mm-hmm.
You can,
yeah,
get tours to the Frank Phillips Home, as well as their gift shop has a lot of books from this area, and also has some vintage toys, a little truck or whatever, that's a vintage Phillips 66 toy that I got there as well. So we've had those in the past, and I've got those again this year too.
There are certain items like that one that I guess I'll point to that people just expect to see at the auction.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get the bid last year, but they know it's going to be back this year.
Exactly. So now we have a whole lot of fun with that. Bended Blessings Boutique and Tanning has tanning,
yeah,
certificates too. That's located in Dewey. It used to be the Bling Barn. People knew it as that. Now it's called Bended Blessings Boutique and Tanning. And so we've got gift certificates from there as well.
Oh, I know another popular one, Blue Stem Aerial Sprayers. Mm-hmm. They've got their chemicals out there again this year, and people always are coming out for them.
Yep.
So they have some wonderful stuff. And you know, another one I was just looking at, Dory, that I saw, Martha's Task.
Oh, yes. I enjoy, if people aren't familiar with Martha's Task, it's a
place.
By
the way, they have a sale coming up, but that's not part of it.
Well, they just had one. They had Christmas in July last Tuesday, but they have another sale coming up the first of the week, too,
yeah,
that they're doing. But yeah, Martha's Task is a place where people who are needing to get extra income can sew items and then sell them there at Martha's Task. And so we have a lot of hand-sewn items, some baby items and some OU-OSU type items, mm-hmm, some aprons and blankets and different things like that from Martha's Task.
And IQ Car Wash is on again this year, or this is their first year actually, so we're excited to have them on with us.
By the way, congratulations to IQ Car Wash. They're our business of the day. They're enjoying a dozen donuts from Sunrise Donuts this morning.
So they're having a really good day.
So Charlie, are you excited?
This is always fun. It's a great day to just for me to get out and just to say hi to a lot of the listeners and you know, get a face to go with the voice on the phone or whatever, so it works out.
Oh, found a couple more we haven't mentioned. Gift certificates from the UPS store. That's a good one, too.
There you
Monterey's
go.
Little Mexico. I don't think we mentioned them when we were talking about restaurants. Keepsake Candles, I love to shop there, and I got to get some candles and other gift items from Keepsake Candles as well. So
Yoakum's. Yoakum's is on with us this year. They've got some great things, and so does Sweet Peas over in Nowata.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some awesome, those concealed carry purses. We got a couple of those.
Okay.
I've got some
jewelry
down
there.
Oh, yeah,
too,
they do
and
have
some clothes. Yeah,
some clothes.
You know, people, when they think Sweet Peas, they immediately think of the one maybe that's in downtown Bartlesville. Well, there's a Sweet Peas, a different, whole different family, different people. The one in downtown Bartlesville is getting ready to close because she's retiring, but the one in Nowata is going strong. So we encourage people to go over and see her store. It's fun gift items.
And Bell's Camper Cells, we have a leveling jack from them, as well as a ice chest, like an igloo ice chest with rollers and handle, the whole thing. So they've got some great stuff out there as well.
Did we mention Bartlesville Farmers Market?
Get
certificates
no.
from Bartlesville
yeah.
Farmers Market, too. So, yeah, these are very timely. So you can get it at the auction and then go shop. One thing I haven't mentioned, if you have to say, well, I can't be there at 10 o'clock. I can't be there till noon. Come on out anyway, because sometimes we have a lot of gift certificates for some of these places. So if we had 50 gift certificates and we only sold 40 of them, we'll put those extra 10, we call them up on the board. We'll list them on a wall, and you can walk up to the wall and you can see, okay, there's 10 Bartlesville Farmers Market gift certificates left at $8 a piece. That's what the going price was. So you can then tell the person that's right there that's manning it for us that I'll take 4 of those, and you know, then you can purchase them. So even something that has already been up for auction, if we've established the price, have some left over, it's not too late to get them. So if you can't be there at 10 o'clock, come late. You won't miss out. You'll still have some fun with us.
Yeah, you will have missed out on a lot of great buys, but there will be more coming up. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's guys, all tomorrow, Charlie.
Okay, and again, the doors open around 9, probably a little before that, but we'll say 9, and you get to browse and handle the jewelry and all kinds of good things, and then start the bidding at 10 o'clock.
Annual radio auction at the fairgrounds in Dewey.
Okay, so head on out there. You're going to have a good time, get some great buys, and you'll enjoy everything you take home. That's for sure. 78 degrees, AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. That's a Community Connection this morning. News on the way next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. And in